Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 180 for Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Wednesday, taking some direction from the losses in the Chicago soy complex as traders reacted to the monthly USDA supply-demand report out this morning. Canola was down $2 to $4, the January contract down $2.20 at $431.70. Aside from that U.S. report, the canola market was reacting to a number of conflicting influences today. A weaker Canadian dollar, slow farmer selling, and improving technical signals were all said to be providing some support, and the fact that the nearby January contract remained at an inverse to the more deferred positions was seen as a sign of the solid nearby demand. But on the other side, some analysts said canola is starting to look a little overbought after posting solid gains recently. Last week's upward revision to StatsCan's canola production estimate also remained a bearish factor in the background. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all down, as the grains and oilseeds there had a bit of a buy-the-rumor, sell-the-fact reaction to today's USDA report. Aside from that report, losses in crude oil were a bearish influence overhanging all three commodities. Soybeans were down 10 to 18 cents, the January contract down 17 at 10.32 per bushel. The USDA report was relatively neutral, if not supportive as far as beans were concerned. Pointing to increasing export demand, the government agency lowered its ending stocks forecast for the crop by 40 million bushels. World ending stocks also saw a downward revision, but the projected supplies at the end of the current crop year of 89.9 million tons would still be well above last year's 66.9 million ton carryout. In another report, Brazil's ag agency raised its estimate on the size of that country's soybean crop to 95.8 million tons, which compares to previous forecasts topping out at about 92 million. Corn futures are down 1 to 4 cents on the day. The March contract down 1 cent at $3.94 per bushel. U.S. corn supplies by the end of next August are now forecast at 1.998 billion bushels by the USDA. That's down slightly from the previous estimate of just over 2 billion. However, world supplies are predicted to rise by 700,000 tons from the last report. In other corn news, strong export demand from the ethanol sector did provide some support. World wheat supply projections were also revised higher by the USDA, with global stocks by the end of this crop year now 2 million tons larger than the previous estimate at 194.9 million tons. However, the world wheat carryout from last year at 185.3 million was actually a bit below trade guesses and helped temper the losses in wheat. Wheat futures were 4 to 10 cents lower. The March contract in Chicago down 4 at 5.81 per bushel. Uncertainty over Russian export intentions remained a background factor in the wheat markets, with today's speculation leaning towards ideas that Russia will not be restricting sales, despite talk to the contrary earlier in the week. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.